If you're wondering what the gold brain means, when the title of the Kirtan Bhajan, gold brain is a seasonal bush which is in season now, and it has very, very vibrant yellow flowers that reminds a devotee of Srimati Radharani's complexion. and it looks like rain because the bush is of long stems of branches that just shoot out in all kinds of directions and then also hang down. Unfortunately, it's a seasonal bush. I wish it was like that all year round. And today's gold rain. Gold is also the color of love for Krishna. And of course, everyone knows Srimati Radharani is also gold-colored, as well as her mercy is. So today, it seemed that in the Kirtan, the gold rain of mercy was showering down, and that's why I called it gold rain. After Kirtan, we were reading one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita where Advaita Acharya, who had invited Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, to dine in his home, was criticizing, complaining about Lord Nityananda, criticizing Lord Nityananda, complaining to Lord Nityananda about his conduct of complaining that there wasn't enough food to eat and throwing food, rice, at Advaita Acharya. And on this particular verse, he said that you have no caste, you have no dynasty, therefore you're a madman, and you're behaving just like that. So that way you're confirming my accusation. Lord Nityananda, when in his pastimes with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, really conducted himself like a avadhuta, because he allowed himself to be just driven by the winds of prema, and he did not follow the conduct that one would expect from someone who is responsive to the norms of the material world in which he's living, preaching, even appearing as an avatar. Krishna says, Uchideyu Rimiya Loka. Unfortunately, often devotees use this phrase, someone's an avadhuta, because a devotee is dirty, because he is unruly, misbehaved, or unpredictable. In other words, he's a conditioned soul with obvious defects. He hasn't been properly raised by his parents. He doesn't really know the proper conduct of Vaishnavism. And devotees who are not very advanced in Krishna consciousness, not the Chaneshu, Bhakteshu, they don't know where to put this. So sometimes they completely disregard such a person, or just aren't even willing to accept them in the category of devotee, and then sometimes they go the other direction, and they think that, well, he must be a Paramahansa, he's an Avadhuta, he's so advanced. Anyway, that's not really the case, but the main theme here is that in the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, many neophyte devotees, many sometimes even associates of the Lord, but mostly the Brahmin community, they were often incensed at the Lord Nityananda's conduct. And it was the advanced devotees of the Lord who could understand Lord Nityananda for what he was, really an Avadhuta, really absorbed in, Prabhupada says in the purport, service to Radha and Krishna. And the very faithful devotees who, even though if they didn't really understand Lord Nityananda's conduct, but they had faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict, accepted the Lord's conduct, as well as his other advanced devotees who revered Lord Nityananda Prabhu as the topmost Vaishnav, topmost Paramahansa, and loved him as such. Balaram Hoilonitai. And others were really perplexed. One example is when Lord Nityananda was in Navadvip, and Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he, as a devotee of Lord Nityananda and disciple of Lord Nityananda, write about this very extensively, and repeatedly warns people about criticizing Lord Nityananda or minimizing him. That is found more there in Chaitanya Bhagavat than Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he does that because he was a contemporary, because even in the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, Lord Nityananda's conduct was a problem. It was not a problem. Anyway, it was a problem for some people. And he therefore spoke out very strongly in support of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. In Damodar is just getting a orange-pink outfit on, and Srimati Radharani is going to get one from another dress, a yellow-based multicolor dress, Sunday. So Lord Nityananda would sometimes run naked through the streets of Navadvip, and as an adult, absorbed in the mood of baby Balaram playing in the sands of Raman Reti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have to sometimes dress him. It was a bewilderment to too many, and Lord Chaitanya would perform certain activities in order to reinforce in the minds of devotees that Lord Nityananda was transcendental. For instance, when Lord Nityananda did wander around like that dressed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took some cloth and made kalpan out of that cloth for Lord Nityananda and put it on Lord Nityananda. And then he went about ripping up further pieces of cloth and giving it to his associates to wear around their wrists as a sign that this is actually Mahaprasadam, that things related intimately to Lord Nityananda are worshipable. Chaitanya Charitamrita gives the incident, and that's also described in Chaitanya Bhagavat even more elaborately, gives the incident of how Lord Nityananda, as the devotees were going towards Jagannath Puri from Mayapur, very hungry and thirsty, when they got to the place where they were supposed to camp for the night, neither the arrangements had been properly made, nor for accommodation, nor was the prasadam ready. And this was all Shivananda Sen's responsibility, so Lord Nityananda was very angry. And he kicked Shivananda Sen. He also cursed him that he and his family should go to rotten hell. Well, Shivananda Sen was really overjoyed to be able to be thus honored by receiving the kick of Lord Nityananda on his chest. What a blessing. And if Lord Nityananda wanted him to go to hell, what other better thing to do than to fulfill the desire of the Lord? Svarga pavarga narkeshu apitulya tadarshanam. So that was how Shivananda Sen took it. But Shivananda Sen's, I think it's son, but it may be nephew, didn't take that so well. In fact, he got so disturbed in mind that he didn't even wait for the morning to come, but he just headed off on his own to Puri. And then he put the issue before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya comforted him, but explained to him that Lord Nityananda is always under the influence of the Lord's internal potency, and that he's just a puppet. He's just a puppet of prema, and whatever strings prema pulls, he dances accordingly. That Srikanta Sen, that I think that was his name. He then understood. And many other incidents like that. Lord Chaitanya actually went on further then to not only just explain when there's argument or quarrel here between Shivananda Sen and Lord Nityananda, but he used the example to highlight such similar quarrels amongst the Vaishnavas, that it should not be seen to be a material thing, but rather it's Krishna manifesting his own pastime. He takes pleasure like that. I mean, that's really quite an extraordinary explanation. However, it's probably best that practicing devotees consider that this is actually, again, reference to great Vaishnavas, not those who are obviously solely under the influence of the modes of nature or touched by the modes of nature, especially to a large extent. So the other example that I was thinking of was how Lord Nityananda would come to the home of Srivas Thakur, whose wife was, he's elderly, his wife was elderly, her breasts had long since dried up, she had no breast milk, but he would come again in the mood of little Balaram, and he would want to suck her breast. And he did. He lay down in her lap, and he would suck her breast, and by his transcendental touch, her breasts filled up with milk. But that was something that, and Srivas Thakur, of course, who is himself so transcendentally situated, he just considered this all to be the mystique of Lord Balaram and his mysterious transcendental potencies. Who can understand them? So who can understand such a great personality like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu other than Advaita Acharya? And even though they may be criticizing each other with these words, but yes, we shouldn't consider that this is something ordinary. This is really something very extraordinary, something very wonderful. And if we can't penetrate into the meaning of such discussions, then we should just offer our obeisances to it, listen to it with faith and devotion, and in time these things become manifest within our hearts. When Advaita Acharya says that you have no caste, you have no dynasty, you're a madman, he's saying caste and dynasty are part of this world. But he's saying actually you're beyond this material world, you're transcendental, you're from a place far, far away. And when he's saying that he's a madman, yes, he's mad. He's mad with what? He's mad with love of God. How great a compliment can one receive. But it's veiled. Being veiled in humor, hasyaras, something extremely important for devotees to have some ras, taste that's very important to mix with other rasas, because it really gives a very, very special flavor. It's like salt. Everything that you cook, obviously, other than sweets, you have to put salt into. Salt goes well with all preparations. Similarly, hasyaras will go well in almost every circumstance, although not all, with almost every rasa. And here, there's such a display of wonderful hasyaras amongst these great personalities. Srila Prabhupada was very humorous. He used to joke with, always joke with his godbrothers. He used to even joke with his servants. The Vaishnavas also have a good sense of humor. So, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Acharya, all glories to Gold Rain, Hare Krishna.